This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have Dr. Nampumelelo Nzimande, who is from UKZN, Usinga, UKZN. She's going to tell us more about that. And research is also about her research. Doc, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Talk to us about Usinga. What is Usinga?
Usinga is an acronym named ETI Umlazi Surveillance Initiative to Nurture Grassroots Action. So population surveillance system collects data and continuous data. We go there every year and we collect population data, health data, socioeconomic status data from Mpagat, and then run interventions to see what works.
Talk to us about research. You are presenting about your research findings, but just take us back. What was it all about, and can be impact and more related wire to the program?
Yeah, so research that I spoke about is linked to a study called ARISE, which is a study that is conducted in 10 different countries, and we're one of the countries. And it focuses on adolescent health and well-being,
okay.
And which means all aspects of adolescent health. We're collecting information from, and based on certain aspects that we pick up, which are problems for adolescents, then we develop core design interventions with adolescents, then run those interventions with selected adolescents to test whether they work. Mm. We work with a number of departments such as Social Development, Office of the Premier, Etiquette Municipality, and DBE, so that we can see what are the possibilities of upscaling the interventions that actually work for adolescents.
Wow. And now if we can just dive in, not going to mention all, but dive in into your research findings. What were the findings of your research?
For this particular study, the findings that we have is, number one, alcohol and drug use is a problem. It's also increasing because we're conducting sort of surveillance every year. So it's increasing in terms of the adolescents that are entering the space of using drugs or alcohol. We also see that adolescents start alcohol at a very early age, 8-10, and as they grow up, they're uptaking that. We do see there is a link between drug use and alcohol use and mental health status of adolescents. So we collect detailed information on mental health and well-being. So we're able to see over time there is that link that either adolescents having some mental health issues tend to have higher consumption of drugs and alcohol, but also it's an inverse relationship as well.
Maybe before I let you go, what advice would you give, or suggestions rather, that you can both forget even that we research here, and what advice would you give now to the people who are dealing particularly with them, adolescents, them parents, the teachers at schools, the community at large?
I think a lot of the stakeholders that are here really gave very good suggestions. The first one is a kid is not growing on their own. Their parents are not parenting on their own. So it takes a village. It still does take a village even now. So there has to be a collaborative approach in dealing with the issues. Ekaya, and when you go to the schools, and actually when you go to communities, we do need to have continuous interventions and talk to adolescents. Give them information, because half the time we are shocked to find out that the information that we thought they knew, they don't have that information. So I think collaboration and also interventions and continuous discussing with adolescents is going to be critical.
Definitely. No, thank you so much, Dr. Nombumelelo Nzimande.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.